This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. When studying a given portion of the Bible, it is always good to look into what other portions might have to say on the same subject. In studying marriage and family in Ephesians 5:21 through 6:4, you would benefit from studying 1 Peter 3:1 through 7. This portion helps explain what it means for a wife to be subject to her husband, especially if he's an unbeliever. Peter says she will have a greater impact on him if she expresses her faith in purity and reverence and radiates the inner qualities of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. A Christian woman's femininity is more persuasive in their husband's life than verbal argumentation. Peter encourages women to win their husbands without a word. That might seem impossible, but as a man, I must admit my ego often rebels when confronted verbally. I am tempted to react verbally and get into an argument which, if I lose, still doesn't guarantee I'll change. If my wife's life demonstrates the truth, I have to take note of it and I can't argue it away. It's there confronting me in flesh and blood. And in time, I'm probably persuaded to respond more graciously because of it. This approach demands that the wife place her hope in God rather than in a convincing argument or manipulative strategy. By this, I'm not suggesting that the wife not express her opinion, but rather that she take care how and when she expresses it. We read in Proverbs that a soft answer will turn away wrath. If you'd like to reflect further on these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.